Mira and Harper Audio present A Proposal They Can't Refuse by Natalie Caña. Performed by Valentina Ortiz. Para abuela, gracias por enseñarme que el amor se mide con hechos. Dear listener, I did my very best to write a story full of light and laughter, but just like us, my characters have dark moments to overcome. Please know that this book deals with sensitive topics like childhood trauma and the loss of close loved ones. I hope I've treated these topics, my characters, and you with the care all deserve. 1. Camila Vega stomped up the short entryway and yanked the heavy glass door open with more force than necessary. A strong wind, the type only ever experienced in Chicago, grabbed a hold of the door and pushed it back so roughly that it made a loud bang. The front desk secretary jumped and gave her a dirty look, but Camila barely noticed. Her attention went immediately to the two bodies slumped in the love seat outside the director's office. She tried her best to keep the anger out of her voice because she already knew how the two troublemakers in front of her would react to it. "What did you do now?" That garnered an immediate and very predictable response of "nothing" from both occupants. It was a lie, of course. It always was whenever these two started claiming innocence in unison. Camila rubbed both hands over her face and let out the type of deep and weary sigh that someone should let out at midnight after a hard and long day. Not at 8:30 in the morning. She dropped her hands. "Don't you think it's time to stop with the shenanigans? You're 80 years old, abuelo." Her grandfather gasped in outrage at the mention of his age and scowled at her. His salt and pepper hair was sticking up all over the place like a fuzzy baby monkey, making him look adorable despite the baleful glare. Looking decidedly more put together, even in his tattered denim overalls and faded flannel, Abuelo's roommate and best friend gave her his own version of the stink eye. "You're only as old as you feel," Killian replied in his deep Irish brogue. "And that means what? That you two feel 12? Before they could answer, the door to the office opened, and there stood Maria Lopez Herman, the director of Casa del Sol Senior Living. "Hello, Camila. I'm glad you were able to come on such short notice. I know you were probably in the middle of morning prep at the restaurant." Camila didn't bother telling Maria that after closing the night before, she'd slept through her many alarms and was late to work. Now, thanks to the two hooligans next to her, she was going to be very, very late. Her employers wouldn't care about her excuses. It didn't matter that they were her parents. Camila was a Vega and an employee, so her main responsibility was to the family restaurant. Always. Maria motioned for them to enter her office, and they filed in. Camila purposely let Abuelo and Killian sit in the two chairs in front of Maria's desk while she stood behind them, a hand on each of their shoulders. It was the same stance her mommy had taken the time she and her cousin Lucy had gotten in trouble for skipping gym class for 2 weeks. Abuelo crossed one leg over the other and tucked his hands under his armpits, while Killian leaned back, spread his legs wide, and let his arms hang over the short back of the barrel chair. Camila once again marveled at their ability to look summarily unconcerned while she was sweating bullets, and she hadn't even done anything. Maria took a seat behind her desk and interlocked her fingers, resting them on top of her desktop calendar. "I thought I had made myself clear after the bird incident that being banned from pet therapy would be the least of your worries if there were any more pranks pulled." Camila closed her eyes and shook her head. It was a variation on what she'd said right before giving the devious duo a month-long suspension from bingo for starting an illicit gambling ring. Before that, there was a security-enforced curfew after the strip poker fiasco. "What did they do now?" she asked, well aware that it was the third or fourth time she'd asked the question that morning and had yet to get a response. "This morning we had two residents with high blood pressure show alarmingly high readings after breakfast. We did some investigating and found that Mr. Kane and Mr. Vega had snuck into the cafeteria last night and replaced the decaffeinated coffee grounds with fully caffeinated espresso."
"Abuelo!" Camila exclaimed.
"They don't have any proof it was us," Killian interjected. "They just want to blame us for everything."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?